With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The College Football Experience, Florida Gators at Tennessee Volunteers game preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET. Get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-wee. Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience. Florida Gators at the Tennessee Volunteers game preview episode. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Taking you back. This is a game that's been happening since 1916. First ever meeting when the Volunteers shut out the Gators 24-0. I am joined by special guest. I've been wanting to get this guy on the show for years. For years, I would say. This gentleman here, I believe he's a Tennessee Volunteer graduate, but I got to dive into that. If not, then he's going to have to tell me the story on how he became a Tennessee Volunteer fan. But he's worked with North Coast Sports. He's worked with Phil Steele Publications. He is the host of the Power Suite podcast, which I strongly recommend you guys to check out. Welcome aboard, I should say, to Chris Van Dyne. How you doing, Chris? Appreciate you coming on the show.
I'm great. And if there's ever a game I want to talk about, it is the Tennessee Florida game. It's the game I get geared up for every year because it's usually the start of SEC season for Tennessee. I am a Tennessee fan, but not a Tennessee graduate.
Okay.
Grew up actually near in Ohio, but closer to Pittsburgh on the eastern side of Ohio. I was like 7 or 8 years old. I started watching Tennessee football. I can't explain why. I always liked the color orange. So I remember watching a college football game on television, and Tennessee was on, and I became a fan. And,
hey. You know, I get it. My oldest brother's a diehard Notre Dame fan, and they were playing Colorado in 90 in the national championship. And as what any good brother does, he wants to see his brother have misery. And Colorado was playing, so I said, you know what? I'm going to root for that team. And I've been a Colorado fan ever since. Unfortunately, I don't even like to tell people these days because the way Colorado's offense and team looks in 2022, it's tough. It's tough, but I completely get it. So here we are. This is an awesome rivalry, and I've been down there. I didn't go to a Florida Tennessee game. I went to a Miami Hurricane game at Tennessee back in the early 2000s. It was awesome getting there. I was on like a pontoon boat hanging out with fans. It was absolutely fantastic. But this has been a long time coming for Tennessee Volunteer fans. I feel like, you know, whether it was, you know, they almost had Greg Schiano. They didn't. They almost had Mike Leach. They didn't. And it just seemed like kind of a chaotic, you know, 15 years really since Phil Fulmer left. And Heupel comes in, and I'll be honest, I was kind of a skeptic of the hire. And after year one, he shut me up. And obviously year two, great win at Pitt. I'm sure you growing up close to Pittsburgh, that probably was fun to talk trash to a few friends of yours, but, oh, you went to that one. There you go. There you go. What do you make right now of the team? And Hendon Hooker, potentially a Heisman candidate. What do you make right now of the Josh Heupel era and what you have coming into looking like, I mean, besides Georgia, which looks like they're just on another level than everyone in college football, maybe Georgia and Bama. I would say we were talking about this on the show last week. I think Tennessee is the second best team in the SEC East. They got to win these matchups. I know obviously this one more so than Kentucky one, because I feel like Tennessee's owned Kentucky, but this one is weird because even last year, Florida got the best of the Vols, and they've gotten the best of them. What, every year with the exception of 2016, ever since 2005. So what do you make of Tennessee this year though, and their chances in this game?
This is, first off, this is clearly the most excited the Tennessee fan base has been since the early 2000s with Phil Fulmer. They had some, you know, a couple of years here and there, you know, under Butch Jones, where they looked like they were turning that corner. Josh Dobbs had a nice team, and they did beat Tennessee. They did beat Florida in 16, 38-20. They were down 21-3 at halftime in that game, and it turned quickly in the second half. But yeah, I mean, he brought excitement. He brought offense. And I'll tell you one thing I like is that they don't seem to have any mercy. They don't feel bad for you. They scored a touchdown against Akron last week with about a minute 10 left. And they run the offense the way they run the offense. When they put the backups in the game, they run it the same way. That way, when these guys graduate and the next crop come in or someone gets hurt, that they're ready to step in and fill that void, because it is a tough offense to be a part of because of that up-tempo style. And you've got, these guys have to be in great shape to run that offense. So a lot of excitement. I am still concerned about the defense a little bit. There were things in that Pitt game that worried me, especially their inability to stop pass early in the game. Keaton Slovis had some really nice throws. They led a big run by Abanaconda in that game, 76-yard touchdown run. So there are things that concern me. But, yeah, and, you know, as a Tennessee fan, I'm also jaded about this game. 16 out of the last 17 years we've lost. This is actually the 22-year anniversary of the Jabbar Gaffney catch.
Yeah.
I saw a highlight on Twitter. We were watching it in the office today, and just I was sick again. The backstory to that game, that was my first trip to actually watch a game in Neyland.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
First game I ever saw in Neyland.
Oh, and man.
Yeah, that's how it ended. They were winning that game almost the entire game, I believe. I don't think they were actually losing it until that catch with 14 seconds left. Again, I say catch, instant replay. if it existed back then, it's not a catch. I'm not going to say Tennessee would have won because Florida would have had two more chances from, I think, like the 6-yard line or the 5-yard line. But yeah, Jesse Palmer and Jabbar Gaffney can go do something. Yeah.
I know, man. I'm right there with you. I can remember it just like it was yesterday. That was definitely not a catch. So, but let's talk about this for a second, because I don't know if you got a chance to watch the South Florida, Florida game.
I did watch some of it. Yes.
I thought South Florida gift wrapped a win to Florida in the fourth quarter. They outgained Florida by like 80 yards. They make a key interception in the end zone with about 6 minutes left. All you really had to do, in my opinion, if you were South Florida, is just not turn the ball over. Very next play, or maybe two plays later, their quarterback Bohannon throws off his back foot when he's pressured into a screen area. He should have just threw the ball away. It gets intercepted. Florida gets the go-ahead score. And even with that, South Florida drove all the way down there and was in a position to either tie the game or perhaps win the game. And then a snap goes below Bohannon's hands, just a complete disaster. But I can tell you this, I am not sold on the Florida Gators this year, and Anthony Richardson, I can see the potential, but he's not there yet. In my opinion, he was just 10 of 18 for 112 yards against South Florida. I know the history in this game suggests, oh, everyone should be, you know, this is a close game. It's a rivalry game. Maybe we should take the Gators with the line this big, and we'll get to the line in a second. But what do you make of the Gators this far? Because I kind of think they're fool's gold. I kind of think they got lucky against Utah. I thought Whittingham didn't make defensive adjustments that he should have made, that Stoops clearly made on pressuring Richardson. But overall, I am not sold on this being a really good team in 2022. Well, how about yourself?
I'm not ready to totally jump off Florida, because I thought they were improved coming into the season. I know Richardson has not looked good, but I will give them credit. They did a good job and beat a good Utah team at home. It was a tough spot for Utah. They ran the ball really well in that game, 283 rush yards. They were leading Kentucky at halftime, and then things went bad. The South Florida game, that's hard to excuse. I mean, you could say they were looking ahead a little bit, but giving up 286 rushing yards in that game, 6.2 yards a carry, that was ugly. And Kentucky ran the ball a little bit on them in the second half, and Kentucky hasn't been able to run the ball, and Utah ran the ball on them a lot. My one concern is Tennessee hasn't really run the ball this year. You know, Jabari Small's gotten off to a slow start. Jaden Wright's looked solid. He has 231 rushing yards, but they've done most of that work against Ball State and Akron. Against Pitt, they only had 91 rushing yards. Hooker didn't get sacked in that game, but they got a lot of pressure on Hooker in that game. The one concern I have with Tennessee is the way they played dual threat quarterbacks last year. If you recall that, Tennessee did not spy dual threat quarterbacks. The philosophy, I think, was let them take what they want up till about 25, 30 yard line. Things will tighten up and the quarterback won't be able to run as much. But they gave up 195 rushing yards to Matt Corral for awful trying to stop Emory Jones. They gave up 144 rushing yards to Emory Jones, which were two of the really only the real dual threat quarterbacks they saw. They also gave up some rushing yards to Kenny Pickett. Will Levis ran for 52 yards. And that's part of the reason they really struggled on third down defensively last year. Now they've improved a lot so far statistically defensively, but they've also played, you know, Ball State, Akron, and against Pitt the first half. Slovis isn't really a runner. He did a little bit of running, but then he got hurt in the second half. Nick Patty was playing on what turned out to be a high ankle sprain. And, you know, he is normally a little bit more of a running quarterback than Slovis is, but that was totally negated. You could tell watching that game, he was hurting.
Yeah.
He was very gimpy. So I have concerns about, you know, what the Tennessee defensive philosophy is going to be against a dual threat quarterback like Anthony Richardson, who can really run the ball. And thinking back to that Pitt game, if Slovis doesn't get hurt right before the half, which Pat Narduzzi admits was a terrible decision to have him even trying to throw the ball with no timeouts, 18 seconds on the clock, I think at their own like 30, 35 yard line, and Slovis ends up getting hurt, turns the ball over, and Tennessee kicks what turned out to be a huge field goal in the game that ended up going to overtime. Pitt might have won that game if Slovis didn't get hurt, and Tennessee's offense really struggled in the second half. So there are some concerns with Tennessee that I think people are kind of ignoring just because of the excitement of the offense. And, Florida has obviously had more issues than Tennessee early going.
Yeah, and I think, like, to me, when looking at this game, I mean, Tennessee's got the third best offense. I know we're only 3 weeks in, small sample size, but third best offense in the country. Florida's got the 77th best defense. Now, sure, you can make the argument Florida's played better teams and you can twist the stats any which way. But to me, the big thing you mentioned it is, can the Tennessee defense be improved from a season ago? Because I don't know if we, you know, if Slovis is healthy in that second half, even without them, I mean, Pitt still had a decent offensive game or output, I should say. I know they block a punt, I believe, also, but I don't think they got points off of that.
They did not. Tennessee Yeah, Tennessee had their punt blocked in midfield. And by all rights, Pitt should have probably picked that up and run it for a touchdown. The guy basically tripped over himself. But and then they missed a field. Pitt actually missed two short field goals in that game.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was wild. I don't know what it is about Narduzzi. I feel like his teams traditionally kind of always have situations like that pop up. But okay, so like, what would be the blueprint? I know you're a Tennessee guy. I know we're going to talk about the spread in a second, but what would be the way that Florida would be able to win this game? Obviously, I think AR-15's mobility, you've alluded to that. And what I think they can't afford to turn the ball over the way that he's turned the ball over the past couple games. I mean, he had practically two pick sixes in that Kentucky game. I know one of them wasn't all the way to the touchdown. It was inside the 10, I think, when the defender got tackled. And what you think they might have some success maybe on the ground against the Vols? What do you think of, like, what would be the blueprint for you to beat your own team?
I definitely think that they would have to run the ball well, similar to what they did last year. Florida had 283 rushing yards in this game, only threw for 222, but they were very efficient. Emory Jones was 22 of 28. I think Emory Jones is a better passing quarterback. I don't even think that's a question right now than Anthony Richardson. But, and you alluded to that they can't turn the ball over, but I think the key is rushing the ball well and consuming some clock so that Tennessee's offense can't be on the field as much, because when you get that hypo train moving, you know, that's where Tennessee really gets you. You get a quick touchdown, you get a three and out, and then Tennessee's back on the field, you get a quick touchdown. And that stuff can happen fast because they throw the ball downfield so much. It happened against Kentucky last year. Tennessee jumped out to a 14-point lead. But, I mean, when you look at Tennessee defensively, they've played okay so far this year against weaker competition. But last year, I can't get 627 yards in a bowl game against Purdue out of my head, and that was without David Bell. They gave up 612 to Kentucky. Levis threw for 387 yards. They also ran for 225 in that game. So there are some defensive performances that pop up every once in a while when the offense is scoring as much as they do. But on the flip side, if you're Tennessee, you can't afford to let teams have long sustained drives, because offensively you want to go so fast. But if you turn around and have a bad possession where you go three and out, the other team gets the ball, has another long sustained drive. That's what happened against Kentucky a couple times last year. I think Tennessee only had the ball for like 17, 18 minutes in that game, or it might've been less. It was something ridiculous.
I also feel like it throws you out of that rhythm. Like, I think Heupel's offense really seem to have a rhythm. Same with kind of Kendall Briles, I feel like. And sometimes if you get thrown out of that rhythm, then it's hard to reestablish it. But then once you do reestablish it, watch out, because you can still score a lot of points really fast. All right, I want to talk about a few things. But before I do that, I want to get us paid one more time. I want to tell you guys that the College Football Experience Florida Tennessee game preview episodes brought to you by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by Fubo TV. If you watch football, you need Fubo TV. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone Plus games in 4K at no extra charge. There's no contract, there's no commitment. You can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try Fubo TV for free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Odds Trader. Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all the major sports books. You can also compare the different signup codes and promo codes from sportsbook to assure that you get the best deal possible. And what I love about it is it has a bet tracker that helps you organize your games and betting activity. Cause if you're like me, you get me in Thanksgiving weekend, I got like four different bets going on, all different sports. So it organizes it for you. So go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets. We're also brought to you by No House Advantage. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy platform today available. They have pick'em contests versus other people, where you can win 250 grand in cash. Wow. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. Sign up now with the promo code SGPN at nohouseadvantage.com, or download the app to get the deposit match up to $25. We're also brought to you by promoguide.us. And I apologize in advance for all these commercials. It's a good time of season, you know, but we're brought to you by promoguide.us. And I really believe if you're into betting, you should check this out. It's the best place to go. If you're interested in plus EV betting strategies. Yes. And you know, we've been looking at their daily promo updates, and they have some of the most informative in the game. They don't simply tell you necessarily what team is probable to win, but essentially where you'll find the best odds or how to track them down and cash in big on the constantly changing promotions going on out there. So if you're you know, not already using mathematical models to help you with your picks, you are missing out on an insanely valuable tool. Go to promoguide.us and check out their 100% tracked, transparent and proven method for betting smarter. So make sure you check us out at promoguide.us. And we're also brought to you by Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of different players. You probably already have a fantasy football league on there. I know I do. It is a game changing product unlike anything else in the industry. And right now they have this brand new over under game. Hey, Tennessee fans, Florida fans. I'm really impressed with the amount of college football props they have. I've been playing this every week. A couple of weeks ago, I won some good money. I had Jalen Berger over a half a touchdown against the Akron Zips. That was easy cash. I think he had two or three in that game. Essentially what you're doing is you're taking the over or the under on their stat projections. You got to have more than two. Two or more, and then you can load it all the way up to five or six, and you can win anywhere from two times to 20 times the amount of money you put into it. So right now on our mobile or on your mobile phone, join our listener group at Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Once again, that's promo code SGP, sleeper.com/SGP, and you'll get $100 match on your first deposit. All right, here we are. And I got one more ad read later to do. And then I'm out. I apologize, but here we are. I've heard news now. Cedric Tillman, you alerted me to this, actually. Questionable?
Yeah, high ankle sprain. It looks like he is questionable, which would be a big loss for Tennessee if he is not playing. I personally, you know, I high ankle sprains usually don't come back quick. He's a 1,000-yard wide receiver last year, 12 touchdowns. He is their downfield threat. You know, that's a tough loss for Tennessee if he's out. Jalin Hyatt's been really good out of the slot. I really like him, but Tillman is their go-to guy, and Hooker and Tillman have a great rapport. So, and I don't think it's a very deep wide receiver core. So losing him could cause some issues for Tennessee.
Yeah, and not to tout, but if you go to our DFS show that we just did, check us out. We do a DFS show every single week, sometimes two a week. I took Brew McCoy on my DFS team because I didn't even know the Tillman injury at the time. Brew McCoy is a former five star. How has he played so far? You know, I see the stat line, 8 for 109, you know, 13, almost 14 yards a catch. Has he lived up to some of the hype? Cause I know he was at Texas, he was at USC. Maybe this would be his game to shine if Tillman is in, you know, dinged up.
It could be. I thought he looked pretty good against Pitt. He was 4 for 58. He also just missed a catch, just out of bounds. I believe it was a touchdown catch in that game against Pitt. So this could be a game where they need him to step up. I'm not a big Ramel Keaton fan. I think he, frankly, is a little on the slow side, and he tends to drop balls in big situations. But McCoy, and I'll tell you another kid that I think could be a freshman to look out for that in this game, if Tillman's out, they might have to let him get on the field a little more, is Squirrel White, highly recruited kid that is very fast. And, you know, at this point you might have to let some of these freshmen get a chance to show what they can do if you don't have Tillman out there. So I think that McCoy though is the guy that would have to step in and kind of fill that void that Tillman leaves.
Yeah, I mean, that's something to monitor, even with handicapping this game. I see the over under is at 62.5. If you had to, if you had to lean anywhere, because on first thought, I go, well, give me the over, because I think Heupel is due for, I'd say 35 or more, probably in the 40s. What would you make of that assessment? And then I think Florida will be able to move the ball, at least even if AR-15 has a couple turnovers. I still expect him to have some points on the board there, maybe in the 20s, maybe in the 30s. So what would you lean over or under on that 62 and a half?
I'd go over. I look at, you know, the way Tennessee plays. First off, you're going to get more plays and more possessions, which is always a benefit for an over. It's hard to want to take an under in a Tennessee game. I've done it a couple times, and it was painful. unless the total, you know, like last year, I'll tell you a time when I was on the under in a Tennessee game was when it got up to 80 when they were playing Ole Miss. I was like, all right, that's a little excessive. Everyone's betting the over. I think that, you know, Ole Miss is going to kind of keep that score a little bit down. That's what happened. It ended up final last year was way lower scoring than expected. I think that Tennessee in a situation, they're going to put up enough points for it to go over. And I think that Florida will score some points and be able to run the ball on Tennessee. And we've seen Tennessee's defense give up a lot of points in the past.
Yeah. I think that's one of the biggest things to watch for this weekend, especially as moving forward in the SEC, when I'm trying to forecast, you know, we know, I think everyone's got Georgia and Bama as the top two, but who could be that third team? If Tennessee can fix the defensive problems, I think the door is open for potentially the, you know, the second best team in the SEC East. I know they still got this game and then the Kentucky game, but all right, folks, before we get to the final projections on what we're taking here, I want to tell you, we're brought to you by the Elias Game Plan app. Yes. The Elias Game Plan app is the only sports app from the most trusted name in sports, the Elias Sports Bureau, the official statisticians of US pro sports leagues. And come on. I mean, look, did you know that the best day of the week is actually Monday and Thursday and Sunday, because it's NFL season, our favorite time of year. And that's why you got to check out the Elias Game Plan app, the official statisticians of the National Football League. They have league validated team and player news, head to head comparisons ahead of their matchups, as along with Elias key game insights from their statisticians. They'll give you injury reports that help you build your fantasy roster. They'll tell you what games to bet on. So elevate your NFL season today and download the Elias Game Plan app. That's Elias. And right now, yeah, I have a special offer for you right now. If you subscribe, get 15% off our annual subscription, but only if you use the promo code SGPN15. Find the Elias Game Plan sports betting app in the App Store or Google Play Store and use that promo code SGPN15. We're also brought to you by Run Your Pool. Run Your Pool VIP is here, a brand new subscription service from Run Your Pool that helps you get an extra edge against the books, plus exclusive access to real money pools. You got to check this out, all right? Because they're giving out $5,000 every week on NFL Pick'em. So, and they have a season long pool where they're giving out 100K. So use the promo code SGPN VIP at runyourpool.com/VIP and get 50% off your first month of Run Your Pool VIP. Once again, that's SGPN VIP at runyourpool.com/VIP. And last but not least, we're brought to you by Sling TV. It's college football season, which means you need the unbeatable coverage of Sling TV starting at $35 a month. Sling has all the biggest games on the biggest channels like ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, SEC Network, ACC Network, Fox, and the Big Ten Network, all for the best price. You can stream it on any device, record up to 50 hours with included DVR space. You can pause or change your service at any time. Check out sling.com for special offers. Sling, the live TV you love for a price you'll love. Try us today. All right. We are back. As I rattle off, I feel like I'm just, can we add any more commercials? Right. I mean, it's a good You're time.
Joking, man. I would have lost my voice by now.
Oh man. I need to start doing those infomercials, right? They need to hit me really up for
could,
that.
Really could. Who's the towel guy?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I know you're talking about, oh yeah. Man, I'm drawing a blank on him right now, but yes. We call 1-800 SGPN and I got you covered for our winners this weekend. All right. Tired of losing money. I feel like I could do a whole shtick on that. The line over at WinBet, our sponsors, -10.5. Tennessee's -10.5. I mean, considering they have one win in what, 17 years? I know I'm not trying to throw salt in the wound there. I'm just saying 10.5 is a big number. We've seen, I think I was counting this yesterday, I believe 14 double digit dogs have hit on the money line in 3 weeks of college football action. I think that seems like it's up. I don't know that to be fact yet, but Tennessee is -380 on the money line. Florida's +300. What are you? I know you're a Vol fan. Am I dumb for even asking the question? What are you doing here? Are you going to lay the 10.5? Or if you were telling, if you were telling your, I don't know, your neighbor, if your neighbor was saying, "Hey, what should I do with this game?" What would you say?
When it comes to gambling, I put team allegiance aside, and you know, in North Coast Sports, I have to handicap these games and give my honest opinion about what I see, whether it's statistically, what I think about the situation. And first off, series history tells me take Florida. It's also a lot of points, 11.5 points in this game. Tennessee, as far back as our records go, we have spreads back to 1976. So I looked, and Tennessee has never been a double-digit favorite against Florida going back to 1976. Now, I don't know about before that, but that's a lot of points to lay to Florida. They've also, since 1991, they've been favored in this game 7 times. They've lost 6 outright. Mm. They've never been as big a favorite, but they also struggle to win this game. And, you know, it's usually the first game of the SEC season, and it means they're always starting SEC play 0-1. I do think Tennessee's going to win this game, but I think Florida's going to do enough on the ground to stay in this game. And I think Richardson is going to have, you know, his dual threat ability is going to show up this week more like it did against UTEP than it has the last couple weeks. They might have been looking ahead to this game a little bit last week. As I said earlier, Tillman's injury would be a big factor for Tennessee's explosiveness. So if I'm betting it, I'm taking the points with Florida. I don't have a problem saying that. I'm also, the one thing I will say, I'm confident Tennessee's going to win this game, partially because I'm not going to be there. I've been to Florida game 4 times. Tennessee has lost all 4 of them. 3 of them, they were winning in the second half. So, yeah, I think they'll win the game. But I think Florida keeps this game to about 6-7 points. I'm looking at maybe 38-31 was the score that I had in my head. But yeah, I'll take the points of Florida.
Yeah, and this is the first road game for Billy Napier, and what I believe, I know AR-15 started the Georgia game, and I think that was in Jacksonville. But that walking into that place, I mean, this place is going to be going bananas, and I understand your reasoning and make a lot of good sense. We've never seen Tennessee's defense really turn that corner. Perhaps this is the game where we see, you know, this season's Tennessee defense make an appearance. I'm actually going to lay the points. I'm actually going to lay the points just because I'm just not sold on this Florida team. And I think a road test where, you know, one play goes wrong with we've seen AR-15 make a few mistakes, but he's in the Utah game, he actually played fantastic, but the Kentucky game, the South Florida game, they were able to somehow get the momentum back. I don't think this will happen on the road. I'm going to lay the 10.5. I don't feel amazing about it because it's a rivalry game. And if you listen to us before, I always say, hey, rivalry games take the points. That's why we were on West Virginia in the backyard brawl plus 7.5, you know, like that's why, you know, we have the Virginia Tech, West Virginia game going on this Thursday night. You know, you'll see what on our game preview, what we're doing there. But normally I always preach that I'm going to break that here. I saw that South Florida game and I'm just scared about this Florida team. I'm going to lay the points and the Tennessee Vols, and we're both on the over. Folks, once again, make sure you check out Chris Van Dine and the Power Sweep podcast. He does a lot of great work there. I just had the opportunity to be on that podcast. Fantastic stuff. So check that out. And Chris, appreciate you hopping on the show, and please come back and talk Vol football with us again, man.
Absolutely. And also you can check out ncsports.com. We've got our Power Sweep newsletter that comes out every Tuesday. It's great insight. We put out some picks in that newsletter that are very valuable. We have our totals game of the month and NFL game of the month coming up this weekend. So it's a huge weekend for North Coast. And we also just come off our big September 5-star win. We had Maryland last week, was a free 5-star play for all of our newsletter subscribers. So check out ncsports.com, or you can call 1-800-654-3884.
Awesome. Awesome. Folks, check that out. What are you doing? Clearly, I mean, come on, that Maryland play. What's that?
I said the phone number wrong. 1-800-654-3448.
There you go. There you go. Look, there's rewind on these podcasts. That's perfect. All right. There you go.
Know where that number would have taken you.
That would have been back to the, I'm sure, some infomercial, probably that towel. You'd probably be getting that towel guy. Anyway, folks, subscribe to the College Football Experience. Also, remember to give Chris a follow on Twitter at ChrisV160. I'm on Twitter at DColbyD. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And remember, also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Team previews happening. Season tips on what, November 7th, if memory serves me correct. And we come together as one on YouTube as the College Experience, youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. Subscribe, tell a friend. Also, remember, check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. Just had some great, they previewed all 32 NFL teams. They hit on some props, first touchdown in a lot of games. So they've made some really good money if you've been following that there. Also the NFL Gambling Podcast and the MLB Gambling Podcast as that season heats up. But you just get the SGPN app for free in the App Store, Google Play Store. You'll have access to all of our podcasts, and all of our content, our articles, our contests. So get that app and also check out the Discord channel. It's always fun to come chat it up with, you know, even if you're not betting on this, if you're just listening because you're a Tennessee or Florida fan, hop in the Discord and talk sports with us. It's always great. We have a college football channel. We have a college basketball channel, college baseball, whatever the sport is. I mean, it could be the Baja 5000 going on in Cabo San Lucas or something. And I guarantee you, or an arm wrestling match in Jamaica. I don't know. It don't worry. Hop in there. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. And yeah, check us out. Appreciate you tuning in, folks. This is the College Football Experience, Tennessee Vol and Florida Gator style. I can't wait to watch this matchup. You better start thinking about yours, and we out of here.
Well, I don't get they rain, they ain't cold, but they're counting down 7-6-5.
Get my limousine right on 85. Get my Learjet. Woo! And take off to New Orleans.
Coaching, our coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in the second half. It sucked. Stop.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.